All right, listen, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Rose Duffy, who's an author, a singer, a motivational speaker, and we're going to talk about her new book. Well, that is the lovely, enchanting voice of Rose Duffy singing her song, I Thank God for You, which goes along with her children's book. Rose, what a pretty, pretty song.
Well, thank you. And first of all, I just have to thank you for having me on your show. I have visualized this for a long time, and now it's come to fruition.
Oh, and that's Rose, so nice. And here we can't have you come in the studio quite yet, but maybe you'll come by and see us out at the fair.
Yeah, that kind of means that I have to come back, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really does. Okay, so tell us about your children's book and song, I Thank God for You. How'd you get, because first of all, the illustration, and you have a girl book and a boy book, is so, so darling.
Oh, thank you.
How'd you get the idea for this book?
How did I get the idea? Well, yeah. The funny story is, it kind of came by accident. I was a stay-at-home mom for 16 years, and every night I would lay down with each child individually for that one-on-one time for 20 minutes each, and I'd read them a book, and we'd talk about our day, and I'd tuck them in to bed, you know, and it was something that I will always be happy about. Well, so oftentimes I would tuck them all three into bed, and then I'd get to my bedroom, and my husband at the time would be sleeping and snoring. And so there was one particular night where I was feeling kind of sorry for myself. So I'm like, who tucks me into bed? And so I was kind of adjusting the blanket in an angry way. And then I decided to shake that pity party away. And I shook the blanket up in the air, and magically I wasn't upset anymore. And then I set the blanket on my ankles, and I thought about different things that brightened my day with my kids and how they made me happy. And then it goes in line with my storybook.
Yeah.
It has all come full circle, you know. It's just, and so I wrote the book that night 23 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And I tried to have it published back then, and it came very close, but it just didn't happen. And then I just have never stopped thinking about it. And when I finally was able to afford it, I decided to publish it on my own.
Good for you.
I can see it might be fun to have for grandkids at some point.
Oh, yeah, my number one customer are the grandparents, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's really cute. And, you know, what do you think, like, is this a book, like, up to about, like, 8 years old or 10
years
old? Yeah,
I've had people that have bought it for their 8-year-olds, and their 8-year-olds read it to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, because it's, it's just so, so cute. And why do you think that you came, because now your kids are in their 20s, and you, that it stuck with you. What was the message, or what did you want to really share with people? Because I feel like that's a big part of this, too.
Yeah, you know, it's just, my thinking is there are millions of children's books out there, but I feel like mine's different, and it sticks out. And my favorite message is the message of forgiveness, because, you know, I was a very, very patient mom, but there were nights when I'd go to bed and just wish that I had been more patient with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this does is it helps both the mom and the little ones, you know, let anything go that might have happened during the day, and it actually relieves any guilt they might have. And so you're tucked into bed with feeling good.
And that's a good thing to carry into adulthood, not to go to bed angry.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I was an angry mom. Like, I was just always feeling like I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't doing it right. I was always just feeling so apologetic in my heart, and my actions didn't necessarily represent what I wanted to be. So I thought it was touching.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I think that we're pretty hard on ourselves sometimes, and I'm sure you were much better than you think.
My kid has tried to tell me, and I try to listen.
Sure.
But you know,
but it is, it relieves that guilt, and it just, I just, I have a promotional video on my website that gives everybody a better picture of what the book's about.
Where do
we go? I hired Kurt Jorgensen and Brianna Tagg, and they're beautiful baby, William, to be in it.
Oh.
And William's the star. He really did a good job.
That's good. And we go to roseduffycreations.com to look at the video. And where can we buy the book, buy the song?
Okay, so you can buy the book through my website, and it's also available on Amazon. It's available at St. Patrick's Guild in St. Paul, and it's also available at the Leaflet Missile in St. Paul.
Okay, good. And, you know, people may know you, Rose, from you rock out in the band Inside Street Blues Band playing the sax.
Yes.
So,
I always have books on hand, so come out to our gigs.
Are you guys playing much, or what's going on?
Well, it slowed down, but now the calendar's filling up again.
Okay.
When do you start getting out, and when can we start to see more live music, do you think?
I think we play, and I know I'm doing a benefit in April, and... Whoa, you caught me off guard there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You can visit the website, Inside Straight Blues Band.
Yeah, and then tonight you're going to be at Mancini's from 5 to 6:30. Are you in, in the bar area by the stage?
Yeah, and unless it's, that's the plan. If I don't know if it's going to be really crowded. Pat might put me in the corner, but I hope to be up by the stage.
Yeah.
And I'd love to meet people and sign my book. It would make for a really nice gift from the Easter Bunny.
Yes, it would. And also,
Mother's Day
is around the corner, and this would be a nice gift to give, young moms, or for a baby shower or baptism or something like that. It just really is just a sweet book. And then will you do future book signings down the road? Will you be at any churches or libraries?
I sure hope so. People can contact me through my website. I was a motivational speaker, and I love to meet people and motivate people. I want to visit women's shelters and give my book to people who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so passionate about making a difference. And, you know, of course I'd like to make some money a couple of reasons. But this book, the illustrations are based on my kids when they were little, two of them. But I have a third one, so I do want to write a sequel to be fair to the third one.
Okay. It is the illustrations are just beautiful.
Thank you so much.
They're really, really good. And then, Rose, as somebody who's, is a motivational speaker, what is your, how would you always, what's your lead in to being a motivational speaker? What's the first thing you say?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was going through a very painful divorce, a friend of mine sent me an email that took her 20 seconds to write, and it has stuck with me almost every day. And it said, "A single rose stands on its own beauty."
There you go. That's
and
so
I, that has just stuck with me, and it took her 20 seconds to write, and I've told her so often. I tell a lot of the classes that a lot, and every class I talk to, it seems different. Different things come up, and I really enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, people need to be reminded of that. We really do. We're so hard on ourselves, or people who should be hard on themselves aren't. That's the most vexing, Rose, right?
That's right.
What did your kids say about the book?
Oh, they're so proud of me.
Yeah.
They're a little modest about it when their friends say something. But, one of them works at Plum's in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, oftentimes I'll go visit him when he's bartending. And, I still get these same kids that were in my class that I've spoke to. And they come up to me and they tell me what a difference I've made for them. I'm tearing up here. What a difference I've made in their lives. And it's just unreal.
That's so cool. Well,
and I was going to mention with the shower gifts, too, if you don't mind. My friend gave it to her daughter-in-law when she was pregnant, and her daughter-in-law played the song for her baby when he was in her womb. And just last week, I was FaceTiming this same friend of mine, and her grandson now is 10 months old. And he was pretty much ignoring me. I was a non-issue. And then I started to sing my song, and he drew nearer to the phone, and he had the brightest smile. And
cute.
So he recognized that song. I'm convinced that babies hear when they're in their mommy's tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that, too. And so if we order, if we go to RoseDuffyCreations.com, if we order the book, I Thank God For You, there, it, then do you send, like, the MP3 or something of the song? Is that how that's working? Okay.
Yep. I write a little note on the book. I personalize it to the child or children, and I write a little note. And then their email address is included, so I right away I send the MP3. And then I send the book within a day or two at the very most.
Yeah.
And then, but if you buy the book at a store or Amazon, you have to contact me through my website so that I can email you the song.
Because
there's no way I can get in touch with you otherwise. I bought 500 music download cards from a company, and then they stopped supporting it.
Oh no!
And I called them 4 times, and they have not. They won't even refund my money. I'm not going to say their name, but
can't you dispute your charge?
I thought I had a pretty good case there, but they're ignoring me.
Oh, geez, Rose, that stinks. Well,
so if people just get a hold of me through my website, and I'll be happy to send my song.
Oh, that's so
cute.
And
there's a daytime version and a bedtime version, and they're both the same, except the bedtime version slows down at the end like a lullaby.
Yeah, that's good. It really is just it's so bright. It's so colorful. I think your kids will feel the love, and it's just that they're being watched over, and it's just really great to talk to you, and you know, hopefully we'll get to see you out at the fair.
I would love that. I would love to meet you, Lori, Stephanie, and Rocco. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rose. Again,
have a great Easter.
Yep, you too. Again, the book is called I Thank God For You. Check it out at RoseDuffyCreations.com.